The bad news is I don't have much voice left. The good news is you won't have to listen for very long. This story from St. Luke's Gospel is the longest description of an event after the resurrection that the New Testament has. And this story from the very, very beginning of the Christian era has touched the imagination of believers. If I were a college scripture teacher, I could easily teach an entire semester on this one story. It is so powerfully full of the totality of the gospel. People have wondered about the characters in the story. Who are these two disciples? One of them has a name, Cleophas, and the other goes unnamed. You know, there's only one other place in the scriptures where we read about Cleophas, and that's in St. John's Gospel, the story of the crucifixion. John writes, "Standing by the cross were his mother and his mother's sister, and Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene." There is a tradition that says that the two disciples were this married couple, Cleophas and his wife Mary. But who was Cleophas? There's another tradition that says Cleophas is the brother of Saint Joseph. So this disciple is the uncle of Jesus. And there is another tradition that says that the person traveling with this disciple, the uncle of Jesus, is his son, Simon. Simon, who becomes the second bishop of Jerusalem after the death of St. James. Well, the stories and the imagination and the traditions multiply as people are attracted to this story. Now, this story is about a journey. It's about a pilgrimage. It's about people on the road. And the Second Vatican Council tells us that the church is a pilgrim church, and that you and I are a pilgrim people. We are people on the road. We're not there. We're on the journey. But as those two disciples were on the road, they were accompanied by the risen Lord. And you and I, who are on the road, on the journey, on the pilgrimage, we too are accompanied by the risen Lord. But like those two disciples, sometimes we don't recognize him. Sometimes we don't see him. Now, the way they came to see the risen Lord, the way they came to recognize him, was first in the Word of God, in the careful, prayerful reflecting on the Word of God. Their eyes were opened. Their hearts burned within them. And at the Eucharistic table, as Jesus feeds them, as he breaks the bread and gives it to them, they see him. And the same is true for you and for me. It is in the careful study of the Word of God. It is in the careful, prayerful reflection on the Word of God that you and I begin to see more clearly and to understand more deeply who walks that road with us. And it is in the breaking of the bread, the table of the Eucharist, that the Lord comes to be with us. And week by week and month by month and year by year, as we become more and more people of the bread, the presence, the visible presence, the tangible presence of the Lord on that journey with us becomes more deeply real for each of us. Pope John the 23rd described believers as people of the cup and people of the book. It's a pretty good description. We are people who are nourished from the cup, from the Eucharist. And we are people whose minds and hearts come alive with the Scripture. Every single week as we come here, we hear the Word of God, and God willing, our heart burns within us. And we break the bread of the Eucharist, and God willing, we see the risen Lord. But we can't stay here. We have to leave, because the journey isn't ended. The pilgrimage isn't over. The end hasn't arrived. And when we go forth, we do exactly what those two disciples did. They went back and they announced all that had happened on the road and how they recognize him in the breaking of the bread.